I'm Liz Kramer with Mission Network News. As of this month, Ghana has a new president. The runner-up to the December elections was a Muslim, underscoring the growing presence of Islam in the nation. Ray Mensah with One Way Ministries explains that Ghana is more than 71% Christian and needs to be mobilized for the gospel. That's why he and other Ghanaian leaders are rallying local churches to send 30,000 missionaries across Africa before 2040.
To him that much is given, much is expected. And I believe the Lord is expecting much for Africa, and Africa has to arise. The church in Ghana has to arise. The church in Africa has to arise. We have no other option. We have to obey the Great Commission. We have to contribute significantly to global missions and world evangelization for such a time like this.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And for young Maasai girls in rural Kenya, education offers a head start on a better future. But when a teen girl is in her time of the month, she often misses school without necessary supplies. Kenya Hope distributes dignity bags to Maasai girls with supplies that they need to keep them in school. Alexa Mueller with Kenya Hope tells us,
"It's amazing what a pair of underwear means to these girls. The soft cotton underwear specifically, that is not something they have there. And so these coveted supplies of multiple reusable pads, as well as underwear that is soft and wearable, and then having laundry, soap.
What's more,
the gospel is weaved into everything, that they have a Savior who loves them, that they are valued and precious.
Pray these teen girls will find confidence in Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.